Stars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's Live.
Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:01 across the UAE. How you doing? As we're, I just sprayed some of that Dettol.
Yeah,
it's not
tasting
good.
It now.
I'm tasting it so much, and it's my worst flavor. You guys have like favorite flavors when it comes to?
Yeah, I'm a citrus kind of guy.
Oh
yeah.
No, I hate the yellow one, the lemony one.
It's the best.
I can't take.
Well,
that
I just
one.
I did the purple one. The purple. I like just the straight blue one. I think or the green one, right?
The green one.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're live. This is great. 6:02. What is it? Tuesday already?
Tuesday.
Does that mean tomorrow's our Thursday? Because
yes.
Thursday's off?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This is great.
Yes.
Isn't this awesome?
This is a short week, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is brilliant. Okay. Well, this is... Okay. Well, I didn't think of that until this morning when I woke up. I said, hold on a second. Do we only have tomorrow and we're off?
Can I ask why you're standing all the way over there today? What's the problem?
The Dettol.
Just that that's all, yeah.
Just sprayed all that stuff. I just sprayed a lot of it down, you know what I mean?
It's nice, I like it. Stand
no,
up.
I don't want to inhale it. Rossi has a fascination for nearly 10 years of me doing this show together with him that I should stand up doing the show. Now he is every week there'll be one type of comment of like, you should really stand up doing the show. I have no idea why. He sits down most of the show, or he's asleep.
He's sitting down as he's saying it.
Or he's asleep, one or the other.
When 7 o'clock comes, I usually stand up.
You stand up for about a minute, and then you sit back down. But for me, you should really stand up doing the show, Chris.
Yeah, it's because
I'm the one that
can't see you otherwise.
I've got energy. I'm always up. I'm always ready to go. You're the one that's always like, oh, yeah.
You should stand up, man.
See, that's the comment. I'm going to get it on a T-shirt for him.
You should stand up, man.
I went and got fuel just now.
All right.
And as I got my gas, by the way, can everyone just make sure you tip your guy doing the gas, all right? Like, don't just fill up 100 dirhams and then just drive off. Dump a little fiver.
Yeah.
Dump 3 dirhams if you can. And if you've got the cash, dump 50. Yeah. Dump, like, just do it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, had a great conversation with my man Isaac, who's working at the petrol pump right now.
Represent Isaac.
Yeah, I got out. He's like, oh my gosh, Chris Faye from Virgin Radio. I said, what up, my man? And then we got into a conversation, you know, how long he's been doing the job for and, what time he was working. Anyway, we had a great convo. So I spent a little bit of extra time getting the gas that I would usually do, right? And then I got in my car because I walked into the station and I got myself a coffee. And I walked back out. Now I'm driving down the road and I'm like, I did that. I think I just left my phone where I was getting the coffee.
Oh.
So I'm searching every pocket as I'm driving. Couldn't find it. Looking under the car seat. Couldn't find it. Pull over. So I actually got off Sheikh Zayed Road, went into a side street. I think around Hesse Street, I just pulled over.
Emergency.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do a U-turn, go all the way back, get it. Couldn't find it. And then what I did, I thought, hold on a sec. I'm going to connect my phone to Bluetooth if it connects it somewhere in the car.
Wow. That's smart. Yeah, that's smart.
You clever clogs.
So, pressed it. Bang. It connects. Music. And I was like, okay, great. We're
so
okay.
It's in the car.
So then I get out of the car.
Searching for it.
It just fell between this small little wedge. It was so hard to find. Anyway, I got back in the car. I drove. Now, as I'm driving, I'm now on this weird road that took me into the back end of Al-Quds. And I'm like, I could be late for today's show, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't. You were bang on time.
I smoothed in. I just came in. I glided in.
Yeah.
But it was one of those mornings, and I got upstairs to the... I couldn't open the door to get into the office.
One of those days.
It just wasn't
My
working.
My buzzer wasn't working. It was one of those mornings. So
yeah.
I'm just glad I'm standing up.
But Chris, if you stand up, it'll all be okay.
It'll all be okay.
The show
right?
goes faster when you stand up.
All right, listen, 7:20 this morning, we've got more clues for you to win. Not 10,000 dirhams, 20,000 dirhams cash today with Expo 2020's Mystery Man. Yes, he was found yesterday. However, the person that found him, they were related to someone that worked at Expo 2020, which means... With the rules and regulations, we weren't allowed to give him the money.
Yes.
Which means it's jackpotted to 20,000 dirhams today. I tell you, Expo 2020 going to have a lot extra people coming in.
20,000 dirhams on the line today. That's
crazy. It's a game changer. Listen, let's get the show underway right now. Who's awake? Who's awake at 6:08? Are you up right now? What are you doing? How was your morning? Was it smooth Was it like mine? A little bit different. 0487155444. Give me a call right now. Let's get you on, all right? I just want to find out what you're up to on the way to work, gym, whatever it is. 0487155444. We'll get you on.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
It's Soman. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Well, it's actually Salman.
Salman. All right. Well, hold on. Well, let's get Nala on because Nala's sole job is just to make sure that we have your name right. Now,
Nala.
Nala is Nala. Can we get you? Hi. Good morning, Nala. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah,
his name's Salman.
This was written before.
Okay. Okay.
We've said this.
Is your name Salman? And they say yes.
Okay. Salman. Now up. Nala is saying that you're wrong about your own name here.
Oof.
Nah.
No, he knows his name. I can't hear Nala. What's that?
When I say good morning, Soman, as I read the computer screen in front of me, he says, hey, good morning. No one corrects me.
You have
the
to.
The second you enter.
No one really listens to that first three words, you know? You got to, like,
but I
reconfirm.
Keep repeating.
Yeah, I just want to double check your name. How'd you spell it? S-A-L-M-A-N. That's what you say.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay, and then also, Salman, how are you feeling about having your name wrong on the radio? 2.4 million people listening. I mean, this is your big moment now. Are you sad that your name's wrong?
Oh, almost.
No, she's all right. Have you ever thought about standing up, though, when we're doing this call?
What are you doing?
Maybe you can change your name.
I'll tell you what, we've got a very smart system here at Virgin Radio, actually. So if you ever call us and we get you on the show, we type your name in. We type your name into the system here. And then what it does, it registers your number. So next time you call,
you're safe.
Your name already comes up. So we know who's calling sometimes, right? And so who have you spoken to on Virgin Radio before? Have you spoken to anyone before?
Yeah, I spoke to Brent.
Okay, there we go.
That's the problem.
He's the idiot. There he is. He's actually written your name incorrectly in the system. And it's safe forever. Now, what I'm going to do, because it's just the type of guy that I am, I'm just going to hold on. Let me.
Are you going to change it?
Yeah. I've changed it to Bruce. Okay. Just so next time. No, I'm joking.
Can we get to know Salman
Now Salman is in. What are you doing? You're on the way to work? What's happening?
No, I'm just working on homework.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
No, you're not.
Oh, this is great.
Stop it. You are not 15 years old.
This is great.
Yes, I am pretty.
That's fantastic. Look at you, 15. And so you've got homework. Are you going to school later today?
No, I don't got school.
Oh, that's right. It's a week off. Is it because your holidays for a week?
No, it's teacher work days.
Teacher work day. So today is off?
Yeah, and tomorrow.
Okay, so hold on. The British curriculums have got a week off because of, what do you call it? What's the week
half
off?
Half term.
It's half term, but a lot of the American schools and the other schools don't, but they have come up with a two-day little gift here
just,
for you guys.
Just to get it in.
I like that. So you're working on homework at 6:11 in the morning. What are you working on? What are you studying?
It's a science lab report. It's really hard.
Oh, let's try to figure it out
together.
What's
it about? Yeah, what's it about?
So my question for my lab is, how does the amount of, I'm trying to remember it. How does the amount?
We have an issue here if you can't remember just the question.
Aren't you looking at it?
Okay, we'll have a word. I'll have to have a word to your parents about this. This is inadequate.
Yeah, no, I just remember it. How does the amount of mass affect the extension of a spring, the length of a spring.
Affect the length of a spring, Googling it for you right now.
Are you not allowed to just put it into Google and then you just write the answer out? Is that not accepted in 2021?
No, not in my school.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
But we can do it for you.
So what's the answer?
The greater inertia means that it takes more time to complete a cycle. And springs with a greater spring constant have a smaller period. Masses attached to these springs take less time to complete a cycle. I don't know if that helps, but there you go.
Do you know what that means, pretty?
Yeah, right. It's inversely proportional. Write that. That's a
Thanks,
good word.
All right, let's just keep pretty off the radio. Let me just turn the mic off. Thanks. Okay. Just you and I now, Salman. These other two are just trying to make fun of this whole situation. I want you to study hard, okay? You get that. You got this result, okay?
All right.
If you pass with flying colors, we'll give you a little reward. Rossi's going to give you 100,000 dirhams. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Ross, you got that?
100,000 what?
Dirhams.
Dirhams?
Yep, you have to give it to someone.
Sure. Can I talk to you about a loan? Sorry, my voice is cracking up at the thought of it.
You should stand up.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip. Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right. Pretty Malik, what have you got for us?
So a photo of Kim Kardashian at the 2018 Met Gala has somehow helped solve an international crime mystery. Now, this happened in 2018, but we're only just hearing about it now.
Okay.
It turns out she was posing next to this coffin, right? This ancient coffin at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It turns out that coffin was actually stolen and fraudulently sold to the museum for $4 million. In an international operation, investigators used that photo to get that missing link to nab the looters who unearthed it, forged fake Egyptian export documents, and ended up selling it to the Met for $4 million. And it was because of that photo. So the coffin has now been returned to Cairo and the Met Museum. Like,
so whoever said Kim taking photos is not a good thing, it is. It just solved a mystery, okay, that we're all trying to work out.
An international crime.
Because the rule of the Met Gala is you can't take photos inside. That's the rule.
You're not allowed to take photos in the Met Gala.
You're inside, no one's allowed to take photos. Huh. So Kim and the whole family always gets a lot of flack because they always sneak in selfies
and
photos.
Get a couple of quick pics in there.
And this one solved a mystery.
That's
pretty cool. Let's talk Rebel Wilson. She's addressed the media attention around her weight loss and how much attention it's gotten, really. She did an interview with Australia's Daily Telegraph. And she said, in 2019, I had 4 movies come out. 2 I produced. 1 was nominated for an Oscar, but I got more press for my weight loss the year after than I did when I was like doing movies. And she said she's frustrated with all the attention on it, but she does understand the obsession. She said people are obsessed with weight. I get it. Oprah's one of my heroes. When she talked about her weight loss, those are the times that I would tune in, so I get it. But she continued to say that, listen,
it's going
to
roll for a while, though. Like, I mean, I lost a bunch of weight. I lost 30 kilos, and I remember for at least 2 years I had people just...
Constantly.
My first conversation, oh my gosh, you look great. What do you, I mean, and that's what, it's just what we are as humans. We
like, people are just obsessed with this weight situation.
Yeah.
But she also went on to say that, listen, she's super happy right now. She's learned how to like maintain a healthy, good lifestyle. And she's ready to get back into the movies.
She looks fantastic. I think you can see that she feels good as well.
Yeah.
One of my mates, Jono, who I've spoken to on the show, he was one of her personal trainers in Australia and said that she was so determined just to get healthy. Growing up in Australia, Rebel Wilson, a lot of you don't know Rebel. When you see her, you'll know who she is. But in Australia, she was always renowned for being that quote unquote fat comic girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was the stereotype.
That was the stereotype that she was given. And her roles were always like, this goofy woman. It was never a serious role.
Yeah.
And I think she probably wants to get into more serious roles and do more.
She wants the focus to be on her acting and not her weight, whatever side of the scale that she's on.
She's on, she's very, very talented. Well done. Finally, talking about talent, let me just play a little bit. Here we go.
Yeah,
easy on me, baby. There's no voice like Adele. I watched the music video clip yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And there are moments where I thought it was Beyonce. I don't know if you've seen this.
Really?
With the hair and the lighting. I was like, is that, looks like Beyonce from
here.
I don't know. It might just be me, but if you get a chance, go watch it. There's certain areas where there's this lighting coming in. And,
yeah.
But just, how's she doing, Adele?
She is doing great. And, you know, she's notoriously known for not doing a lot of press.
Yeah.
But she has signed up to do only one TV interview.
Oh, who's
it
with?
The only one.
James Corden.
No, guess.
Ellen.
No.
Oprah.
Yes.
So
it's going to be a 2-hour special with Oprah. It's called Adele One Night Only. It's going to be obviously the in-depth interview. We're going to hear about the divorce, the new album, the songs, the inspiration. And she's going to be doing a concert performance as well. It's going to air on November 14th.
Cannot wait for that. November 14th. Lock that in.
Had no time to choose what I chose to do. So go eat.
latest single, Easy On Me. And we're playing it here at Virgin Radio. It's just such a beautiful song.
Me. So good.
Thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I love seeing social media because it gives you an insight into people's lives,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Things that we would have never seen before. But last night I saw a bit of an insight into your household, Rossi, and I'm not sure if I wanted to see it.
Neither am I.
What did you do to your father? Your father-in-law is in from the UK. What did you do to him?
This is a classic case of be careful what you say because it might hurt somebody. I jokingly said to my father-in-law, because he's got this really big curly hair.
Yeah.
Big curly grey hair,
he's
right?
He's got great hair for his age. Yeah. How old
amazing
is he?
Amazing hair, hasn't he?
How old is he?
He's 74.
I know, and he's got like, I mean, how do you explain it? It's like sort of like the locks that just don't stop at the age of 74.
I think that's where my daughter gets her curly hair from.
Yeah.
So his curly hair grows up and out. So I jokingly said to him that he looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Right. So then he laughed it off.
Right.
But then disappeared from the living room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went upstairs. I was wondering where he was. I went into his room where he's staying, into the bathroom. I could hear some commotion going on. The kids were laughing at him because he'd covered his head in shaving foam and he was shaving it off with a big razor.
Rossi, no.
He is completely bald.
Pretend to be Mrs. Doubtfire and pretend to be Pudgy the Bird and all those other things. Why can't you and Mom just pretend to be happy?
Can't act 24 hours a day. I'm not that good an actor today.
One of my favorite all-time movies.
More real
so you tell him that he looks like Mrs. Doubtfire, so he takes himself to the bathroom on his own and shaves all his head off.
Poor guy.
Completely bald.
Why? I can't believe you offended him that bad. Oh, no.
He's... It's not even like number one all over. No, it's skin.
It's like a blade cut. Okay,
poor
so
guy.
I'm sure he won't mind, but I've just taken the time here. And if you go to our Instagram account, go to Chris Fade Show. Go to Chris Fade Show on the Instagram and have a look at Rossi's father-in-law, Pete, and see what he's done to himself.
Pete the painter, Peter Ashley.
Go and have
poor
a look.
Guy.
Look at that hair that he had. Do you think it's going to grow back?
I hope so.
What did you say to him?
I said, come on, mate, I'll take you to get a haircut. Come on, I'll take you to the barbers that I go to. It's really good. I get a nice shaped haircut. Come with me. He said, no, I'm not paying any money. He's tight as they come. I'm not paying anything now. I'd rather save myself 50 dirhams.
But from the video that I can see on your Instagram, it looks like he didn't put the Veet on, did he? It looks like he put the hair removal cream on his head.
I don't know. He tends to rummage around in my products and use them.
If we just have a listen to him.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was looking for that razor.
Now, loads of people are asking, why did you shave your hair off?
It's your fault. You said Mrs. Doubtfire. You said it looked like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He actually sounds a little bit like Mrs. Doubtfire as well. I can't believe. Be careful what you say to people, Rossi.
No, you need to be kept. Always be kind, you know.
What did your wife say? That's Liz's father.
Liz is just shaking her head.
She's married. She's married a dad. It seems like though. It's something that you would do.
I mean, if you think I'm bad, you want to come round to our house this week and just watch him in action. He's a different breed.
All right. Well, if you want to go see the photo of how he looked like as Mrs. Doubtfire and how he looks like right now, hit us up on the Chris Fade Show Instagram account. Would you like to say anything to Peter, your father-in-law?
I'm sorry that I said that you look like Mrs. Doubtfire. It was true, but I will try to be more kind in future.
Don't say it was true.
What do you call him, by the way?
Daddy.
Do you really?
Yeah, why?
You call him Daddy?
Yeah, I call him Daddy, yeah.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, Rania. How you doing?
Oh my God, good morning!
Good morning, you got through, you're ready to win. You're going to win some money right now, this is great.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
What do you do?
I'm a nursery teacher.
There we go, so you're teaching the younger ones, right?
The little ones, yeah.
Good to be back after COVID. You guys would have had a lot of time off last year.
Well, I wasn't working last year because I had my own little one.
Aww.
Oh, that's cute. Oh.
Is it easy? Is it easy to look after other people's kids or your own?
Oh my God, I would take 15 kids over my own.
That's true.
That's amazing.
I figured that. Well, good on you doing that. You got to have patience. You got to have the patience. Can I hear the nursery voice? Let me hear the Rania, like when you're telling the kids what to do Let me hear that voice for a second, Rania. Come on.
Okay, I'll give you my... So when I'm trying to get everyone's attention, I'll be like, okay then.
I love that so much.
To do that thing where you clap now and all the kids copy you to get their attention, click your fingers and all of that stuff.
I do a lot of clapping when I'm saying words to make sure that it goes in, yeah.
Okay, and then if you want to reward them or like they've done something really, really good, how's that voice?
Oh, wow, well done. I'm so proud of you.
I love this, Rania. This is amazing.
It sounded a little bit fake, Rania, I'll be honest.
It's so good.
You have to overdo it.
You have
to be like so over the top.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Well, listen, let's go over the top right now. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the questions. Okay, Rania?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. You're going to do so well. Are you ready?
Rania, come on.
You ready?
No, you got to do the okay then.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What 2017 superhero movie did Hugh Jackman star in?
X-Men.
Who sings the songs SOL and Rude Boy?
Or pass.
Who is older, Jennifer Lopez or Beyonce?
J-Lo.
Who sings the songs Woman and Kiss Me More?
Pass.
What South Korean movie won Best Picture at the 2020 Oscars?
Squid Games.
What year was Barack Obama sworn in as the 44th president, 2009 or 2008?
2009.
What sport does Steph Curry play?
Tennis.
What continent is Morocco in?
Morocco, Asia, Africa.
Who sings the songs Cold Water and Sorry? Justin?
Bieber.
What year did Steve Jobs introduce the iPhone?
Oh, God, 1999.
Aww. Well, you did a great job. You won 400 dirhams.
Oh, God, yay! Oh, my gosh.
I want to be in your class, miss. I want to be in your class. Listen, what did you get wrong? We couldn't give you Hugh Jackman. It wasn't X-Men. It was Logan, all right? Even though he did sort of star in an X-Men, yeah. I couldn't give you that one. SOS and Rude Boy is Rihanna, all right? Doja Cat is Woman and Kiss Me More. Parasite is the movie that won the Best Picture at the Oscars. Basketball, Steph Curry plays, one of the greatest of all time as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2007 was when the iPhone was introduced by the late Steve Jobs. That would have got you 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. You'll take the 400. Congratulations.
It's so hard when you're on the phone.
Those questions were quite hard, actually.
That's exactly what we get. It's always harder when you're on the show than when you're just listening on the way in the car. So keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for having some fun with us, all right?
Have a great day, guys.
Now, could you say it like in your teacher voice again?
Okay, let's have a great day, guys.
Yay!
Okay, miss. Okay.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
You can start calling Kanye West Ye from now on. What a Los up, Angeles Ye? Judge has officially approved his name change. No middle, no last name. It's just going to be Ye. He says he was making the change for personal reasons. Simultaneously, he's also trademarked Ye for a new face mask range. So it's Ye from now on, not
what
Kanye.
What up, Ye?
That's what you have to remember.
The artist formerly known as Kanye.
Correct, is now Ye. Now, Kourtney Kardashian, she said yes to Travis Barker yesterday. It was really cool. All the excitement on social media. They've been together for 10 months, known each other for years. They've been neighbors. Everyone wants to know, how much is that ring? That ring looks big. So now experts are estimating that the oval cut diamond looks to be anywhere in the range of 10 to 15 carats.
Oh my gosh,
this
really?
This is just experts going by photo.
Yeah.
It's in a hidden halo setting. They're pricing it somewhere near the $1 million mark, which is quite big, you know?
It's huge. A 15 carat ring.
Yeah.
Used to be the 1 carat that the girls wanted, then it went to 2, then the 3. Now we're like, oh my gosh, 15 carats.
Oh my God.
We can't keep up. Us men, we can't do it, guys.
You know what's weird? I don't understand what any of that means. Like,
what do you mean?
I don't know the difference between. Like carrot, like not many, I don't know not any
women.
Of that.
Most women do, pretty. Women do.
I'm the anomaly here.
That's
I
good
guess.
That you don't,
it's not
pretty.
A hard thing though. It's just the bigger the rock is, you know what I mean? Like, if
no,
it's a
I know
small
that.
Rock,
but if someone came up to me and said it's 15 carats,
yep.
I would not be able to draw you how big that is. I have no idea.
It's about the size of a dirham. There we go. A dirham diamond.
Wow. So this is going to be the first marriage for Kourtney Kardashian, even though she shares 3 kids with Scott Disick. This is Travis's 3rd marriage.
Uh-oh.
Now, his ex, his last ex, Shanna, not a fan of Kourtney and Travis. She's been very public about that. As soon as they got engaged, she went up on Instagram and said, temporarily closed for spiritual maintenance. Now, Scott Disick has not made any statement, but rumor has it he's not very happy about the situation. But the kids are. Travis's kids love Kourtney. They actually call her stepmom.
Already.
So, yeah.
There we go. That's your update on the Kardashians. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace at home, fries.
All right, so we've got Nala in studio right now, and one day we're going to get her in, and the microphone is going to be the right microphone that she'll use.
Yes.
There we are. Now we've got it. We got you there.
Yay. Yay. Hi, Nala.
We've got like 19 microphones, but about 4 of them work, and the others don't.
Yes.
And it's like Russian roulette when you get it.
You don't know which one. Yeah.
So, Nala, what is the game that we're playing right now?
So the game is called Who Said It?
Who Said It?
Who Said It?
How does this work? Now, if you're listening in your car or at home on the podcast, you can play along with us here.
Mm-hmm.
So Who Said It, from what I understand, you've got a clip from the show.
So I'm going to give you guys a sentence of something you've said before.
You're going to say the sentence.
I'm going to say the sentence. Mm-hmm. And then you have to guess which Chris Fade show member said it.
Okay.
And then we play the clip to see who it was.
Okay, so you guys have to determine who said the sentence. Is it Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, or myself, Chris Fade?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've got to try to do here. How well do you know us? Is that how it sort of works then? Because if you've been listening to the show or not?
You would know who said what, right?
Okay. All right, well, let's see how we go. What's the first sentence?
Okay. They say if you look like a girl growing up, you become a better looking man.
That's definitely Chris.
Yeah, it has to be Chris.
Yeah, that will have been in reply to me, maybe, saying that you looked like...
Well, I did look like a girl growing up. At the age of between the ages of around 13 and 16, I definitely looked like a female.
That story about you in the taxi that time.
Yeah, I was in the back of a taxi, a 20-minute ride, and at the end, the driver said to me, are you a boy or a girl? And I said, I'm a boy, and I just walked off. Also, picking up my mum from work one day, I went to the mall. She was working in a little shop there. And the girl said to my mum, your daughter is so pretty. And my mum had to say, that's my son.
How old were you at that time?
And my mum told me that story. Like, she told me, I was like, why? You
don't
probably,
tell me that.
Probably need to say that to me, mum.
How old were you?
Like 15 years old.
Oh,
honestly. Yeah, I didn't go through that. Like,
okay, so we're saying Chris said that.
I think I said that as well then. Let's find out. So now we've got let's have a listen. Audio. Who said it?
You're going to get it all day, Chris.
I don't mind. Did you go look at the photo?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's beautiful. He really is.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said if you look like a girl growing up, you become a better looking man.
What happened with you?
All right, there it is. I did say it. Yeah, that was me. It's true.
Well done.
Look like a girl growing up, you become a
look
better looking man.
Look at you now. Look so handsome.
Look at this.
Has a wax statue in Madame Tussauds.
Wow, how many times do we have to mention
Thank
that?
For mentioning that, Pretty. I appreciate that.
Come on.
Looking statue.
All right, next one. Who said it out of the Pretty Malik Rossi or myself? Let's hear the sentence.
I came out of my mother at 12 fully grown.
Oh, yeah. Rossi.
I've heard that in a promo.
Rossi.
That's me.
Rossi. Let's see if it was Rossi. I think it's Rossi that would have said that.
Even I was 7 years old once.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Get out of town.
Rossi, were you ever 7 years old?
No, I came out of my mother at 12.
I like this.
The bad thing about that is I picture it.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I'm. That's how
your
mind works like
different.
That.
Say sorry to Susan right now.
Sorry, Mum, Susan, Rossi's mum. Okay. All right, next one. Who said it?
This is my favorite. But we're in Dubai. You can do things a lot quicker if you know people.
That could be Rossi or Chris.
I'm going to say it's pretty.
I'm going to say it's pretty as well.
No, I don't think it's me.
Can I hear the sentence again?
Okay, hold on. But we're in Dubai. You can do things a lot quicker if you know people.
I feel like that's a Chris thing to say.
I think it's pretty Malik.
I think that's a reply to us and you're saying it pretty.
Let's have a listen. No. Let's play it. Who said it? Pretty, are you going to have a baby?
No.
Try to catch up. Have one now and then we can give it at the birth at the same time. Is that possible?
No, because it's April.
Yeah, but we're in Dubai. You can do things a lot quicker if you know people.
I know Chris. I know you.
What was that about? What were we talking about then?
So you wanted both of you guys to have babies around the same time.
We can still do that.
No, thank you.
Why?
I'm okay.
You don't want to have a baby?
Separately or?
Are you saying you're not having kids?
Not right now.
No, not now. I'm not ready right now as well.
Leave the
woman
alone.
Sometime in the future.
It would be so much pressure if I had to organize my schedule to have a kid at the same time as you.
No, we can do it. Let's do it together.
No, I think I would stress myself out.
It's a deal.
I'm stressed out already.
She's just getting
I'm already like stressed.
It's official. Pretty and I will try to have children at the same time.
Separately? Yeah.
Wait, no, because then
I... Immature.
Yeah, no, that's such a stupid thing to say.
Idiot.
And then
I
would not be able to make any decision about my child because I would have to do everything that Chris is doing. The same hospital,
our
rooms would be next to each other.
I will get the rooms together, you and Brianna.
C-section or natural.
I will decide. I will have a look into what I think you should be doing.
Baby showers, the cribs.
Name.
Everything. It would be a nightmare.
If we both have boys, my name Tom, your name Jerry.
Can you imagine my kid named Jerry? Ain't happening.
No, call him Ben and Jerry. That's really cool.
All right, let's keep going. Last one. Who said it? Let's go.
People be so thirsty, scrutinizing, trying to destroy something that should be a blessing.
100% pretty, Malik. I would never use the word thirsty.
I don't even recall that.
Thirsty? What's that mean?
Thirsty's like they're into it, like they want.
I guess so. I guess
let's
that's
have a listen. It's got to be Cardi B when you read the statement. Go ahead.
This is why I did not want to say nothing. People be so thirsty and scrutinizing and try to destroy something that's supposed to be a blessing.
You sound like Cardi B. You do such amazing. A good Cardi B. Such a good Cardi B, pretty Molly.
Same city. That's
all right, last one. Really.
Okay, this one's easy. I think I need a life. All I do is watch Netflix and talk to my friends.
Pretty. I definitely need a life. I only watch Netflix. Have a look.
I need a life.
Yeah.
You're watching Ballers at the moment, right?
I watch... Guys,
how many are you watching?
Guys, I think I need a life. Like, all I do all day is talk to my plants and watch Netflix. True.
Now, that was about 2 years ago. Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
I like that. I like that game. I think we should do that more often.
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Who Said What?
Yeah. Who Said What? All right. What do you think? November next year? November 2022?
See, like the stress.
Alone.
Like, it's the stress.
We'll start July next year.
No, that doesn't calculate, dude.
No, but then let's start trying. We'll start trying on July next year, and then we'll get the hospital, I'll get the nice room. You and Brianna together.
Imagine
let's sync it.
VIP
Pretty
service.
Run.
No, come on. I think it'll be great.
This is the She's worst only idea. Done.
She's only getting used to having a dog.
That's all right. We're ready to go. Okay, it's official.
Oh man.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? And there are just so many amazing women who are on this journey to beat it, to fight it, and all at different stages. Some don't even know. Some have just found out. Some are in the middle. Some have beaten it.
Yeah.
And they've gone through that whole process, that journey. And there are the few that don't get to beat it.
You're right, yeah.
And it's so, so important that we talk about it on all platforms, be it social media, radio, TV, well, amongst each other with friends. And that's what we're doing right now. And we have a friend on the show with us who has gone through the journey and from what I understand has got some good news for us as well. But we want to welcome Usha to the show. Hello,
yeah.
Usha. Hi.
Good morning, team. Hi, Chris, Pretty, Rossi.
Oh, it's good to hear that voice. Now, I think the last time I saw you was more than 2 years ago. We're in a gym And I was on a treadmill and you walk by and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You're like, oh, I'm all good. You know, just, you know, stress as the usual, but I'm just getting on. Now, I think it was probably only a few months later that, well, it all hits you. Usha, thanks for taking the time and doing what you do, because you've been sharing your journey on social media, and I think it's tremendous that you've done that. But tell everyone in a minute here the what's happened, what you've gone through, what you discovered, and where you're at right now.
So it was the lockdown last year. It was May 2020. It was just after my youngest son's birthday that I noticed something on my right breast, but I wasn't actually sure. Because of the lockdown, I was just training every day in the gym at home and just continuing. So I thought maybe it's just like, you know, this area becoming just firm. So I wasn't actually sure. So I just left it. It was actually like a small marble that moved. But I wasn't actually sure, and I should have taken action immediately, but I just left it and time went on. It wasn't only until August that I'd actually gone to the doctor about something else and just mentioned my symptoms of being fatigue, feeling unwell, and then feeling my right breast very, very heavy. And she said, you need to forget about all the other items you've come to see me for, but straight go for a mammogram and an ultrasound. But because of the lockdown, I had to wait 2 more weeks for that. So by the time I managed to get that and go somewhere, the lady actually doing everything for me, she said it's not good news, but she said just keep on top of it. Once you get your results, just keep following up. And when you get a call on a Friday morning from a doctor, you know it's not going to be good news, because no one rings you on a Friday. And she said, give us, when you don't have your kids around and you've got some downtime, you must give us a call back this morning. So what I did, I got in my car, drove to MOE, just sat in the car park because I just wanted to be on my own. And that's when she mentioned to me that you've got stage 3 breast cancer. And the biopsies come back. What she did, it was so painful to hear those words. And I had lots of tears coming down my eyes. But one thing she did say to me is, if you're going to get any type of cancer, this is the best cancer to get, because it is curable if you take action immediately. So from then, it was just trying to find a hospital, trying to find the right team. My husband got me in touch with Breast Friends, which is a support group here. It's part of Al Jalila, and they provide amazing support. They have a WhatsApp group and a Facebook group, and I got in contact with them, and my journey just began from there. I immediately found an oncologist and a team that could support me, and I started my treatment with Mediclinic. And I just wanted to raise awareness for it, because there's no need to be down and keep saying to yourself, why did this happen to me? There is light at the end of the tunnel, and I wanted to just bring people out of their shell and bring awareness. So I started an Instagram page. It's called Pink Cancer Mum DXB, and I've put all my journey on there from the time I've started until now.
Now, I followed you before you were Pink Cancer Mum DXB, and when I saw it sort of flip and then I saw you started sharing your journey, I thought to myself, well, this woman's amazing. She's so brave.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. You don't know the outcome. You don't know the end of the story. And you were up there telling the story as it was happening. And I think that was beautiful, to tell you the truth, because it's not easy. It's not easy to do so. So thank you. Usha, where are you now? Are we free of it?
I just got my clearance on Monday. So yeah. I've had my PET scan and I'm really happy.
That's great news.
Just, I have to pinch myself every day. That's because this time last year, I started my first dose of chemo and it was awful, but I've got through to it. I've passed it all, and I'm just really pleased with myself. I'm pleased with everyone who supported me through my journey. My friends and family, everyone just pushing me and cheering me along.
Oh. Good on you. Give that a round of applause.
Yay.
That is the best news that you can. I can't imagine sitting at Mall of the Emirates in a car park getting that news told to me. I mean, on a Friday morning and whatever it is. Because as a mother that you are and a parent, I mean, they're the first things that you think of. Your kids, like, what? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You guys have done a remarkable job already pushing certain messages when it comes to autism and being. And you, yeah. I know that you have your son is autistic. So you've spent years of your life spreading that message about just getting that in.
Yeah.
And now you're also pushing the message of just Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want to push the message as a man. Men also can get breast cancer, by the way, which is something that we don't talk about enough.
Right.
So men, get yourself looked after. But women especially, don't wait. Don't wait. Don't be afraid. Get yourself checked, because months can make a difference. And as they say, prevention is better than cure. Do you regret not going in quicker? Or should do you
absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I think the lockdown didn't help because, yep, you know, everyone was just fed up and just down. I think that didn't really help. But as soon as you spot something, no matter how small it is or how unusual you think it is, you might think it's nothing, but get there. Just get there immediately, because early detection saves lives. Not only that, it changes your treatment plan. You know, if you might not need to have chemotherapy, or you might need to only have less than what I had.
Mm. Chemo is horrible from what I hear. I've got a couple of mates that have had to have it, and I just hear it's just, we people that haven't had chemotherapy go, oh yeah, she's got to do chemo, or he's got to do chemo. That's not an easy thing, physically and mentally, right?
It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's changed to what it used to be. You know, cancer has changed and it's got much better over the years.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had ovarian cancer, and I just used to suffer in silence. I could just hear her running to the washroom, vomiting out.
Yep.
I don't see cancer being the treatment being so aggressive as it once used to be.
Okay.
I think it's changed a lot over the years, and it's a lot better. People think, oh God, I'm going to have chemo. It is not that bad.
Look at you, positive, Miss Positive.
I know.
I want everyone to go and follow her right now. Pink Cancer Mum DXB. Watch the journey. Go all the way back on her Instagram and watch it. She really put everything there. Pink Cancer Mum DXB. All right. Pink Cancer Mum DXB. Get on there right now. Usha Shah, I just want to say thank you again. We're so proud of you, and continue to do what you're doing. We've got great news today, and even the better news is that you're going to continue to push people to go and get themselves checked. So thank you very much.
Keep following me. Thank you. Thank you for having me today on today's show, guys. Thank you.
We love you. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It should be every month. Girls, men even, go get yourself checked out. Before the news plays, there's a segment. It's called News Before the News with Big Ross. And ladies and gentlemen, he gives you the headlines that are happening locally around around the UAE. Now, are they true or not?
Of course they're true.
I don't want to say.
Why are you questioning it?
But are you ready, Rossi?
I'm always ready. Hi, I'm Big Rossi. And this is the News Before the News. Ariana Grande was seen at Junction 39 on Shakeside Road yesterday. Someone videoed her cutting in at the very last minute and annoying all the people in the traffic around her. She had this to say.
Here I am apologizing to y'all because I feel like seeing a video of yourself behaving poorly that you have no idea was taken is such a rude awakening. It's like you don't know what to do. I was so disgusted with myself. I shoved my face in a pillow and wanted to disappear.
Well, so you should. Everybody should queue up to get off Junction 39. No cutting in, please. Ed Sheeran has finally purchased a mobile phone after years of saying that he'd never have one. The red-headed singer bought a Nokia 3210 and was so happy with the calendar function that he says it's changed his life.
It just feels like what life it was always meant to be. It's great. It's great, man. I mean, like, I'm my days are structured. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm exercising every day. I'm spending so much time at home making the record, and I feel like a human being.
All because he's just got a phone. Is that right, Rossi?
Calendar function on the 32.10 is impeccable.
You have all the real details. You are truly the source of news.
Thank you. And finally, Adele has celebrated their album release by being one of the most listened to ever by celebrating by having a night out in Barasti. Oh. The singer was seen dancing on the beach and enjoying herself, and she said it was one of the most magical nights of her life.
So I had gum in my mouth, my shoes were off, my belt was undone, I was texting under my chair. But it was the most amazing night of my entire life.
Definitely sounds like she could be at Barasti.
She loves Barasti, Adele.
There it is. They are your headlines, and they only come from one source. Thank you,
Rossi. I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Oh, give a round of applause.
Yes!
Unbelievable, Ross. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Sorry,
thank you.
Music needs 5 more seconds.
Shuffling papers.
And we're good. Oh, Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Tuesday. I can't believe tomorrow's Wednesday and that's the last day of the week. Short weeks are the best.
I know. How great is that?
Short weeks the best.
You're going to get into bed tonight like so happy.
Woo! That's the sound. Woo!
That is the sound.
The other sound is you winning 20,000 dirhams cash. Don't forget Mystery Man. Yeah, Expo 2020 Mystery Man is out today. 20,000 dirhams.
I can't believe it.
If you missed the clues, go to our Facebook page right now. Virgin Radio DXB or Misha, who's up next. We'll give them to you, all right? Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.